carry the clothes out to hang them on the line. You carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And if you open the bottle and wanted to close it back up, you might stick in a
bottle cork, a seal.
Or what's in a wine bottle?
A cork.
Would you still call it that if it's made of glass or plastic?
I call it a stopper.
And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
And if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount you could take at one time?
A bushel or something.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a turn of corn?
No, I haven't heard of that.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a
arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you'd say you just had a
hair for load.
Did you ever hear people say a jag of wood?
No, I haven't.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we
drove it so far.
Okay. And you'd ask someone, have y'all already swept that log off the road?
Remove that log.
Or have you already
drove the log off the road?
And you say you have to tie a chain around it in order to
move it.
Or to
drag it off the road.
And something that you play, you blow on it like this.
A harp. I heard the harp.
Any other names to that? What about one you hold it between your teeth and you twang it?
Have you ever heard juice harp? No, I haven't.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to it?
Put his brows on.
Or for a wagon, everything has to put on his back and on his...
You call them the brows, don't you? And what you call those things? I forgot. I need to know what all that were.
And if you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this, you could set the log in.
Mm-hmm. What you call it?
Uh-huh.
Cross log, I guess.
And something that carpenters use is an A-shaped frame. It's got legs.
Uh-huh. Gone.
It's got legs that shaped like this.
Horses.
Okay. And something that people make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
Is there another name for that, or something similar to that?
No, I don't know anything. What? Molasses, that's the same thing as syrup. Molasses, she says, molasses.
That's the same?
Yes, I think it's the same thing as syrup.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
And if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in?
And come in little half-pint jars, either little half cans or buckets, gallon buckets.
Do you ever hear the expression a stand of syrup or a stand of lard?
No, I haven't.
And something that flour used to come in.